Okay, we are starting Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah. So I think this will have a lot more familiarity and practicality for sure. And while I know it's early, we have some time till Pesach. Nonetheless, we're following the order of the Rambam. Let's begin. So as we always do, we start with the Koseres, where the Rambam lists the mitzvos that he'll be discussing that come from the Torah. So he says, Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, Yish Bichol and Shmona Mitzvos. There are 8 mitzvos. Shlosh Mitzvos Aseh, V'chamesh Mitzvos Lo Saseh. So there's 3 positive and 5 negative commandments. V'zeo Pratan. And these are the details. So the first one is, Shlolechol Chametz B'yom Arba'asar Michatzos Hayom Olamala. So the first one is that there is an Isser Daraisa to eat Chametz on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, from Chatzos and on. So that's a standalone Isser. Excuse me. Then he says, Lahashpis or Marba'asar, that you must have all your chametz destroyed from the 14th and on. Shelo lechol chametz kol shiva. You cannot eat chametz during the entire holiday of Pesach, 7 days. Dalet shelo lechol tarovitz chametz kol shiva. And that's another interesting thing, which is that there's a separate prohibition to eat a tarovitz chametz, which the Rambam will explain, which is a mixture of chametz. So one Isser D'oraisa is to eat pure chametz, and the other one is to eat a mixture that has chametz in it. Hey, shlo yira'e chametz kol shiva. You can't see chametz all 7 days, which we'll see what that means soon. And then shlo yimatzei chametz kol shiva. Can't be found in your possession all 7 days of Pesach. Then there's a mitzvah sa'aseh in Zion lechol matzah b'leil Pesach. You must eat matzah on Pesach night. And finally, ches l'saper b'tzias mitzrayim b'oso layla. To recall and relate the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on that first night, which is the Pesach Seder. Okay, so Perak Aleph Alach Aleph, the Rambam says, Kol ochel kezayis chametz Pesach mitchilas selach hamishasar ad sof yom echav esher menisan b'mezid chayev kares. So anyone who eats a kezayis of chametz on Pesach, which starts from the 15th at night until the 21st of Nisan at when the completion of the Chag. If you do it b'mezid or chayv karei, shenemar kol ochel chametz v'nichrasa b'shogei chayv korban chatas kvua echad ochel v'echad v'macha v'shosa. So your chayv korban chatas, if you do it b'shogeg, and it doesn't matter whether you eat the chametz in food form or if you turn it into a smoothie, you're over the iser regardless. Okay, halacha beis a chametz pesach aser bahaniyah. See, there's an extra stringency that applies to chametz, which is that there's an asr hana, is an isra hana. You cannot benefit from the chametz on Pesach. Shneimar lo yachal chametz lo yebo heter achila. V'aminiyah chametz b'shuso at Pesach. So anyone who goes ahead and leaves chametz in his house, in his domain, anywhere he has bailus on Pesach, afi shlo achlo, even though he did not eat the Pesach, he did not eat the chametz, over b'shnei lavim. He's actually over 2 isurim. Shneimar lo yereh lecha seor b'chol gvuchav. So he's over what's called an alacha bal yirah and bal yimatzeh. Those are 2 separate isurim. So if a person leaves chametz in his house willingly, when Pesach starts, he's over 2 isurim. Visra chametz, visra seor, shabo, mechamsin echadhu. And the isur that applies to chametz itself, as well as to seor, which is that which causes the dough to rise, it's one overall isur. That also some of the Rishonim argue about, but that's what the Rambam holds. Okay, Lacha Gimel, Ein Elokim Mishum Lo Yoreh V'Lo Matzeh. So you don't get Malkus for leaving Chametz in your Rishus when Pesach starts. You don't get Malkus for being over those 2 prohibitions because you didn't do anything. Elaim Kein Kana Chametz Pesach Chimso Kadesh Yasev Omaisa. So it would only be where you actually, let's say, purchase Chametz on Pesach, or you allowed a flour to rise, a dough to rise on Pesach, then you've done a maisa, you've done an action, and therefore you be chayav malchus. Avim hayalo chametz konam Pesach, uba Pesach, velo biaro, ela hinicha b'rishuso. But if someone owned chametz before Pesach started, and he didn't burn it, okay, just left it in his house, let's say, afapi sha'avar al shnei lavin, eino lokam in the Torah, nei shalo osav al maisa, v'machin esom malchus martyr. So the Torah cannot punish this person for leaving chametz in his house, and because he didn't do an action, but he does get rabbinical malchus as a result of leaving chametz in his house. Halacha Dalet, it's famous halacha. Chametz she'avar alav a Pesach, So this is a Durabanan idea. So any chametz that that let's say was in my possession when Pesach started, and Pesach is over now, asur baniel olam. It is prohibited for me to ever benefit from that chametz forever. V'davar zeh knasu midivrei sofrim, and this is a special fine or penalty that's instituted by Chazal. Neisha avra bayirah by matzah asru. Because this person, since he was over the Isra Bayera by Matzah, meaning he allowed Chametz to stay in his Rishus over Pesach, he's over the Isra, so now they made the Chametz now Asr. Vafilu hanichu b'shkaga o be'ones, right? Even if he left it in his house, let's say, against his will. Kadesh lo yaniach adam Chametz Rishuso Pesach, Kadesh yahanebo achar Pesach. Because the idea is that we don't want, the Chazal are concerned, they don't want someone to not do beer chametz, to leave the chametz in his house. So this way, as soon as Pesach is over, he could benefit from the chametz. So in order to prevent that, they enforce this idea, this the importance of ensuring there's no chametz in your house when Pesach starts. Okay, halacha hey, chametz in isar b'davar acher tocha Pesach. So let's say during Pesach, let's say there's chametz and it mixes up with some other food substance, bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino. Whether it is similar, it is the same min as chametz, or whether it is a different food, hareza oser b'kol shehu. So now, any part of the mixture, meaning you don't need kazayas, the smallest amount is prohibited for you to eat. The chametz shel Yisrael shavar lava pesach af b'yishu oser b'haniya. However, as we saw in the last halacha, chametz shel Yisrael. So let's say there's chametz that's left over that I didn't get rid of in my house purposely. Let's say on Pesach, and now Pesach is over. Even though I cannot benefit from that chametz, im nisarev bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino, hareiz mutar l'achol achar Pesach. So an interesting idea that if the chametz gets mixed up with other foods, this chametz, then it actually be mutar to eat the tarovis, the mixture, after Pesach. Shelo kansuv asur ela b'chametz atzmo. Aval tarovis mutaris b'achil achar Pesach. So the knas that Chazal made was only on the actual substance of chametz and was never attached to a tarovis of chametz. So since this is a tarovis, that's why the knas would not apply to that. Okay, halacha vav ein chayav in kares el achilas atzmo shel chametz. So you're only chayav in, you only get kares when you eat chametz, aval iruv chametz, but a mixture of chametz kagon kutach habavli v'sheich haramidi v'chol domel lahen midvarm shel chametz mu'arev bahen. So these are different examples. There's, for instance, beer, which is an example of tarovis chametz. Any mixture of chametz, okay, where there's chametz inside the food mixture. Im achlam pesach lokev imo kares. So if you ate that on Pesach, you get malchus and not kares. Shenamar kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Okay, b'medvam amurim bish achal kizayitz chametz b'socha tarovis b'chdei achilas shlosh beitzim hu shalokim min haTorah. So in order to get malchus midaraisa, you would have to eat a kezias of chametz from that charoves in the period of time it takes to eat three eggs, okay? So in that period of time, I ate a kezias chametz from that charoves, and I get malchus. However, but let's say that it's not contained, that amount is not contained inside the mixture. Even though it's still usher me to eat the charoves, because if you recall, even kol shehu, any tiny amount is prohibited for me to eat. If I did, im achal ena lokeh, I would not get malchus, ela makanis on malchus martus. I would get the rabbanon malchus, but not deraisa. So in order to be chayev midoraisa of an onesh midoraisa of a tarovis chametz, I'd have to eat a kezias in the bechdei achilas pras, or in the amount of time it would be to eat shalosh beitzim. Okay, alacha zayin, ha'ochel min hachametz atzo pesach, a kol shehu, a reza asur min haTorah. So again, usually we have kezias or kibetza, or those minimal shiurim are used as our guide when it comes to various isurim. When it comes to chametz, any amount that I consume, I'm over nisa d'oraisa, shenemra lo yachel chametz. Av'alpichein, eno chayv kares, or korban ela al kashir, shu kezias. So even though I'm over the isur, I don't get kares until I actually eat a kezias. So just like every isur, there is the minimum shiur to get the onesh, but not insofar as being over the Isser. The Elchel Pachos Mikazayas Amazed, Makanus O Makas Martyrs. So if a person has less than a Kazayas of Chametz on Pesach, he'd get rabbinical Malkus. Okay, Elach HaChetz. Usser, now comes the other Isser of Ini Chametz. Usser Le'echel Chametz B'yom Arba'asar Mechatzos Hayom Ulamala. So I'm not allowed to eat Chametz on the 14th of Nisan from Chatzos and beyond. Shehu Mitchilas Shah Shvi'is B'yom. So that is the beginning of the seventh hour of the day. V'chol ochel b'zman hazeh loka min haTorah. Anyone who eats from the period of time of Chatzos until Pesach starts, you get Malkus. Shenemar lo socha lov chametz. Klomar al korban Pesach. So the Isser of Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach doesn't stem from the Yom Pesach. It's a separate halacha that you can't have Chametz with the korban Pesach. Okay? Kach lomdu b'yashmua perish. Davar zeh lo socha chametz mishah shiru'uyu l'shchitas haPesach. Shu ben arbayim v'hu chatzei yom. So that we darshan out from the Torah that when does chametz become aser? It becomes aser at the time when the earliest time I could do the shchita of the korban Pesach, which is Chatzos. So at that moment, then midoraisa chametz becomes aser. But of course, as we all know, because we all have those times on our refrigerators on Erev Pesach, halacha tes v'asru chachamim le'achol chametz mitchila shashishis kedei shel yigab iser Torah. So the chachamim, and this is a classic derabanan, Chazal institute an iser and say that you cannot eat chametz from the sixth hour because this way it's protecting the iser deraisa of the seventh hour. So that's why we know you can't eat from the beginning of the sixth hour of chametz. Umetchila shashishis yeh chametz aser b'achila uvahaniyah kol shashishim devri sofrim. So from the sixth to seventh hour, chametz is now aser midrabanan in both eating and benefiting from it. Ushar hayom mishvish lamal min haTorah. But from the seventh hour on, it's aser midaraisa. Now going further back, shah chamishis, okay, ein ochlim ba. Now it's interesting. They built off the sixth hour. Now moving backwards, the fifth hour is prohibited to eat chametz gzeira mishum yom hamonon shem yita ben chamishos hashishis. So the reason why is because let's say it's a cloudy day outside. I can't really tell, I can't keep track of the sun. This is prior to having watches. As a result, I might confuse the sixth with the fifth with the sixth hour. Okay, so that's why the fifth hour becomes prohibited to eat. Ve'eno aser b'haniyah b'shas chamishis. But I could still benefit from chametz during the fifth hour. Lefikach, tolo batruma, v'lechem todach, yitzim hen, mechametz shehu kodesh, lo ochlem lo sorfen achetagiyah shashishis v'sorfen akol. So that's why when it comes to things like, for example, Truma or the lechem that was brought with the Todah. So these things are left in a state of hektish. I can't eat them and I can't burn them until the sixth hour. So the Rambam concludes by saying, So what's the upshot? I can eat chametz until the end of the fourth hour. I cannot eat in the fifth hour, but I can benefit from it. If I eat for the sixth hour on, I get the Rabbanah Makus. If I eat from the from the seventh hour and on, I get Malkus Mido Araisa. Okay? That is Parak Aleph. Okay, Parak Beis, Halach Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah. So now that the Rambam's told you gone through the prohibitions of eating chametz, etc., now we have to discuss how do we get rid of chametz. So it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, l'hashmisa chametz kodem zman isra achilasa. So mi d'oraisa, I'm chayiv to destroy all the chametz that I have before the time it is usher to eat said chametz. Shenemar b'yom harishon tashbisu se'or mibateichem. V'p'yashruon lamdu sherishon zehu yom arba asar. And what is the rishon the Torah is talking about? It's the 14th of Nisan. V'raya l'davar zeh masha kasuv lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi k'lomar lo sishchat al pesach v'adayin ha-chametz chayim. Like you mentioned before, you can't shech the korban pesach when there's still when I can still consume chametz. And when is Shchitas Pesach take place? On the 14th after Chatzos. So we see that the mitzvah deraisa is to destroy all chametz before the Isser chametz comes into existence. Halacha base. Now what's Shvisa midaraisa? What's Hashbasa midaraisa? Umahi Hashbasa zu amur betorah. He shivata lechametz belivo. The yachshav osa keofar. The yasim belivo sheim b'shusha chametz klal. So midaraisa, according to Rambam, okay, bittel chametz, which is the mental, there's no action here, the mental thinking that I no longer have chametz in my house, it's all bittel to me, I think of it as being dust, and I say to myself that I have no chametz in my rishus, right? That's hashbasa according to the Torah. U'shekol chametz b'rishusa harayu ka'afar u'gudavar she'im b'tzara klal. And all the chametz that I might have in my rishus is like dust, and is of no value to me whatsoever. So that statement, let's say, that thinking and statement, that is hashbasa midoraisa. That's all a person's chai to do midoraisa. But of course, as we know, in Halacha Gimel, umidivrei sofrim lechapes achar chametz, but the chachamim instituted a mitzvah derabanan to go, and again, it's protecting bittel, it's protecting the hashbasa, that you must now search for the chametz. And of course, and understanding what bedikas chametz is, as we know from what we say bracha-wise, bedikas chametz is really the first step in destroying chametz. Meaning it's not a separate maisa. I begin my, so to speak, destruction of chametz by searching for it. So v'divrei sofrim l'chapis archa chametz b'machbuos uv'chorim. Right, now it's interesting, it's very important to always emphasize that the Misad Rabbanan of bedikas chametz was set up to search in areas where hidden spots and holes, okay, the livdok lotzio mikol gvulo, and to check around and remove it from my premises. V'chem v'divrei sofrim shebokin u'mashbisin achametz b'layla mitchilas leila ba'asar l'oraner. And as well, the Chachamim said that you have to go ahead and search with the mindset to destroy this chametz that I find at the beginning of nightfall of the 14th, using a candle. Because at night, people are normally at home. And the light of the candle is pleasant for searching. There's actually, those are two separate reasons given. It's a big question what that is. A person should not, for instance, start a shiur or start learning the 13th prior, right next to, let's say, shkia. And a Talmud Chacham will not go ahead and start studying, or learning whatever Gemara at that time. So it's important that he doesn't start learning, engage in learning during that period of time, because he may miss out then on doing Bedikas Chametz at the beginning of the time when you're supposed to do Bedikas Chametz. But again, if you note the construct of the Isser, is not to search my kitchen floor for chametz. It's to search for the areas that are more hidden from eyesight. So it's always important to emphasize that. It's not about like looking on my floor. Especially if you've cleaned your floor, there's not going to be any chametz on there. Okay, halacha dalet. Ein bodkin lo l'or halavana, v'lo l'or hachama, v'lo l'or haavuka, el l'or haner. So you cannot check using the light of the moon or the light of the sun. Of course, what's that referring to if you do it at night? Because you could still do it in the morning. Vlola or havuka, you can't use a torch, el or haner. Okay, and there's all sorts of reasons why. That's if you define the Gemara. But medvar amurim, bechor machbos. Okay, when it comes to looking in those hidden areas, like the corners and stuff like that, then you want to use a ner. Avalach sadra, she'or arav. But let's say I have a porch where the light is, there's natural light that comes in badkal or achama dayo. So let's say I searched using the light of the sun, that would be sufficient, because I can argue that the light of the sun provides enough light for me to be able to see the whole area. So what's the or ner going to do? The emsa chatzer, right, and the middle of my courtyard, einot sarach bedika. So an outdoor area, your backyard, for example, would not require bedika, mnesha ofos mitsuyim sham, because there are chickens that are found there, vehein ochen kol hachamet shipol sham. And we can rely on that. There's a chazaka, you could say, that those outer areas, the chametz that's out there would be eaten by the animals. That question comes today, whether it still applies in our backyards. But back then, since the animals were found out there, and birds, etc., would eat chametz, you wouldn't have to search outside. Okay, halacha hey, chor shebe'emsa habayis, shemein adam lechaveiro. So let's say there's a wall let's say me and my neighbor share a wall, and there's a hole in the middle of that wall, okay? So let's say the wall is, I don't know, 10 feet thick, and we have to check in that hole. So I'm chayav to check as far as my arm is extended to, and he's chayav to check as far as his end extended to, even if you can't get all the way to the middle, right? And anything that's left, meaning that you couldn't get to with your hand, you could do bittul on. Avachor shebein Yisrael legoy. But let's say in that same situation, I share a wall with a non-Jew, there's no chiva to do bedika in that hole. Shema yomar agoy kshafim hu, okay? Because the non-Jew is going to think that the Jew is performing witchcraft against him. Kshafim hu osili. Elvalo bliba v'dayo. So to prevent the goy from being concerned that the Jew is performing his Jewish spells on him in his search for chametz, he can rely just on bittul, and that's enough. That's also a charged issue. But any makam in your house, any room, any area where chametz is never brought into, you never have to check. So sometimes people don't realize this and they check everywhere in their house. That's not the halacha. Halacha is only a place where machnis and chametz shama. Okay, halacha vav. Continuing this, these halachas of bedika, chorei abayis atachdona valyonim. So let's say you have holes. In your house in the upper lower walls. V'gag hayatziyev refes bakar v'lulun ubiteven v'otzos yayin v'otzos shemen. Okay, so these are, let's say, roofs on top of a balcony where cows still live, chicken coops, storage rooms that you keep oil in, base dagim gedolim, storage rooms for fish. Einan shricha bedika el imikin hichnas lan chametz. So none of these rooms require any bedika whatsoever, unless you know you bring chametz in there normally. Aval oso shechar, okay, but let's say a storage room where I keep beer or scotch. The otzos yayin shemistapek mimenu, or let's say I have a wine cellar, but it's like in my house, and what I do is in the middle of a meal I'll go down to the wine cellar to grab wine. Ubeis hamelach, right, a place where they store salt. Ubeis hashava, a place where they make candles. Ubeis dagim ketanim, a place where they store small fish. Ubeis haetzim, ubeis hamuris, amurias, a place where they store wood, or a place where they store this brine. V'chori habayis ayim sa'im, or holes that are in the middle of the wall. Uchiyotzav elu tzricham bedika. All of these require bedika, right? Just stam on shemachnis lan chametz, because stam alacha, meaning normally speaking, chametz can be found in there, or it's brought in those areas. V'im yodea bevadai shol hichnis sham chametz eno tzarek bedika. And that's the key point. As long as I know for sure, okay, I know 100% that I never brought chametz into these areas, then there is no reason why you have to do bedika there. Ugashabodek hamertaf, bodek imenu shte shuro sachitsono shehen, hano shalmata imena. So let's say I want to check a wine cellar. So what I have to do is I have to check, I don't have to check every single aspect of it. I could do a cursory check, which basically means the two rows of wine, towards the outside, the highest one and the lowest one, and that would be sufficient. So it's almost like I hate to use this word, but it's like a symbolic bedika when it comes to a wine cellar. Okay, halacha zayin. Ein choshesh in shema gara cholda chametz lemakom sheimachnisa bo chametz. So, let's say a person says, you know what? I hear what you're saying, Rambam. The rooms that I don't bring chametz into, I won't check. But one second, isn't it possible that an animal dragged chametz into one of these rooms? So the answer is, of course, it's theoretically possible, but we don't care, right? Shim nachosh mi bias the bias nachosh mi yil ir ve'ein l'davar sof. Because if we start saying that the animal brought it from, brought it into that room, maybe a different animal brought chametz from my house to my neighbor's house, and maybe from that city to this city, and ein l'davar sof. So a person has to be rational when it comes to bedikas chametz. You have to recognize that, and again, keep in mind, that's why the d'oraisa is hashbasa belev, that a person does bittel in his mind, he says it out loud, and that's it. The Rabbanan's coming in to protect that, but a person has to be rational about it and recognize that you can't check everywhere, and a person has to rely on halakhic things like chazakah. Badak leil ba'asar v'niach eser chalos u'matza tesha. Now let's say somebody checked on the 14th, and what happened? And he wanted to store for the 14th during the day 10 loaves of bread that he wanted to consume before Pesach started, u'matza tesha, but he wakes up in the morning and only finds 9, meaning one is missing. Hareza choshesh. Now he's got to be concerned. Vitzarech livdok pam shnia, sharei gara chaldo achber vadai. So now he's got to be concerned that, let's say, a mouse took it, because he actually has evidence. Meaning, if I had a 6 challahs and I woke up in the morning and only had 5, I could assume something happened. Now, of course, I'd probably start with the kids first, but if it's not the kids, you could definitely say there's a chashash now, that there's a basis for a chashash that a mouse took it. Halacha ches, v'chein im ra achbar shenichlas abayis, v'chamis afiv. All right, achar bedika. So let's say I saw a mouse run into my house with a large piece of bread in its mouth. After I did bedika schameit, sarach livdok pam shnia. So now I got to start all over again. Afabi shematza piruin be'em sabayis. Even if I saw the crumbs in the middle of the house, which might imply that ein omen kvar achalosa. It might imply that he ate it already. It's irrelevant. We don't say that. Ein omen kvar achal osa pas makom zeh. V'epiruin v'harei hapiruin. Ela choshishin shema hinicha b'chor o b'chalon. V'elu hapiruin sham hayu. Now we have to be concerned and say that the crumbs that we're seeing, really it's not that he ate it, but rather it's just the trail that he left in dragging that piece of bread to whatever hidden area he's storing it in. Lefika chozer bodek. Now I got to go back again and do bedikas chametz one more time. Im lo matza klum. If I didn't find anything, I raise it bodek kol abayis. Then matza osa apashin atla achbar v'nechnas einot sarach bedika. But the key thing is that, let's say in searching, I do find that piece of bread that the achbar took, then I don't have to finish, I don't have to continue doing bedikah on the house. Meaning the bedikah is only on, it's not on the makom, rather it's on that potential piece of bread. Halacha tes, ruatinok shenechnos abayis badok, biyado kikar, v'nechnas acharav matzah piruin. Let's say a baby crawls into a house that was checked for chametz, and in the baby's hand is a loaf of bread, and you chase after the baby, and you find crumbs, einot sarach bedikah. Now we don't have to worry about bedikah, shecheskaso sheachla. So there's a chazaka that the baby ate the bread. Ve'elo ha'piruin shenafli menu b'shasachila shederach atinok lefar be'esachilaso ve'en derach achbar lefar. So now the Rambam has a small point about zoology, that children or babies, when they have the bread, they're going to eat it, okay? And they'll leave crumbs left over. But the mouse doesn't do that. The mouse wouldn't necessarily leave any crumbs left over, therefore you can assume that the mouse dragged a piece of bread into his hiding spot. Then lo matza piruin, but cloud sarach livdo. But if I didn't find any crumbs at all from the baby, then I would have to check the entire house. Okay, let's do one more. Halacha yud hiniach tisha tziborin shel matza v'echad shel chametz. Okay, so let's say I have in my kitchen before Pesach starts, I have 9 pieces of matza, let's say, and 1 of chametz. Okay, or 9 piles of matza and 1 of chametz. Uba achbar v'natzal. Right, and the achbar comes in and he takes v'lo yodana im chametzi matzah nata, but I can't tell. Now he's obviously not talking about Ashkenazi matzah, but I can't tell if the achbar took chametz or took matzah nata. Im chametzi matzah nata. B'nichnas abayis baduk sarach lidok shekol kavua kemechsa al mechsa. And he goes into a house that was checked. I'm not sure what he took. I still have to check, because even though the majority's matzah, when it comes to a situation like this, where I have Isser and Heter, there's a principle called Kola Kavua Kemechsa Amechsa Dami, which basically means that even though it's a majority, we treat it as if it's a 50-50 shot, and because of that 50-50 possibility, that's why I have to go in and check after the mouse.